Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Hector Narvaez, who is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Marazzi. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, I got you on the phone this time. I think the last time we did this, we were at Coverings. That was a fun interview.
Sure was.
Yeah. So the reason that I wanted to call you and get you on the phone is, unfortunately, I missed going to your grand opening event last month down in Sunnyvale, Texas, and I wanted you to tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, we definitely missed your presence here. We were able to invite our customers and some dignitaries and some of our suppliers, and basically, in essence, people that have been with us in the last 25 years helping us grow in this market, to be able to celebrate with us the new inauguration of our latest factory here in Sunnyvale. It's a approximately $80 million investment for a glazed porcelain factory. It's built on around 400,000 square foot facility, producing right now up to 50 million square feet of tile, which is a lot of tile these days, especially in the down market that we're in. Mm-hmm. But again, we're doing this as on a long-term basis, and we were inviting our customers to come and celebrate with us, you know, and show them firsthand what this investment is about and how we can be a great partner to them.
All right, so, and actually this is phase one of two phases. I mean, this $80 million investment is just the beginning of what you're planning to do. Is that correct?
Correct. Now, a lot of the investment in the building and foundation and all that structure is already done, so we won't incur another $80 million and go into phase two. So you're correct in saying that there's two phases. Mm-hmm. The first phase makes approximately 50 million square feet. The second phase is another approximately 50 million square feet, which we haven't brought in the equipment to make that other half. But a lot of the investment was made in the facility itself. As you can imagine, the foundations to build in Texas, a 400,000 square foot building, to carry all the weight and the complexities of manufacturing is pretty expensive.
All right, and you say this is glaze. Now, does that mean everything you produce down in Sunnyvale, Texas, which is outside of Dallas, does that mean it's all glaze down there?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, also our facility in Florence, Alabama, that makes porcelain is also glazed.
Okay.
So we do deal with glazed porcelains and glazed ceramics here in the U.S.
All right. And just to ground our listeners who may not be as up to date on Marazzi is an Italian-based company. And so you're traded, I think, on the Italian stock market. Is that correct?
You know, Kemp, that is correct, or to be technically perfect, it was correct up until July 28th. We have since delisted.
Oh, really?
It's also an interesting piece of news. Our group shareholders decided to take the company back privately to be able to continue to expand without being sacrificed by the stock exchange prices that the Milan Stock Exchange was awarding us.
Okay. So, I mean, when you look at the world market, I mean, I believe we have you as the largest producer of tile in the world. Is that correct?
I think so. All publications still point to us as having the largest production in the world with about 21 factories. Recently I've seen a release that we're still by far the largest in Italy and worldwide, still the largest one. Correct.
Okay. And I say this, but I think every time I talk to you, but I'm going to say it again. You know, one of the things that I always was surprised when I stepped into this business was that of all of the flooring categories, ceramic tile is the one category where more of what's sold in this country is imported than what is made in this country. Not only that, but the largest importer is the largest country of import are the Italians. Now,
correct.
I know that number's been coming down, but I mean, last year I think the number was somewhere in the neighborhood of 60% of all tile sold in this country came from Italy. Is that right?
Right. And well, not just 60% of import penetration. At one point, even this country reached up to almost 80% penetration of imports, which, like you said, it's amazing that a product is heavy and bulky and relatively low cost. Is imported from countries so far away. So the Italians control still a big percentage of the imports. Now, like you said, the imports overall, their penetration has dropped from 80% at its height to approximately, these days is in the 60s. But it's true that a lot of it is coming from Italy still.
And this founder of your company, Philippi, I guess, the original founder, I mean, this guy had some kind of stamina. He was a 60-year-old grocer and decided to get into the ceramic business. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, that he's the grandfather of our current owner.
Yeah.
Obviously, has passed away, and he, you know, started something in 1935 that I'm not so sure if many people in Italy would believe, you know, what it would accomplish now in 2008. Mm-hmm. But the grandson of the founder is still, you know, our leader, and he still continues to be aggressively pushing the internationalization of our company. And he started that in the 80s, and we still are part of that and believes firmly in it. Again, one of the reasons why he was able to delist the company and take it back as a privately held company to continue to expand without being penalized by, you know, the stock market.
Mm-hmm. So I guess just one more comment about mm-hmm. the original guy. I mean, he came up with a manufacturing process, I guess, that was a single fire and very energy efficient. And it's probably one of the reasons. I mean, I think there's two reasons that you guys have a leadership position. You know, one is because of your manufacturing processes, and the second one, I think, is because of, you know, the Italian design
right.
of your products. So,
Kemp, you hit it right on the head. You know, we do pride ourselves in, you know, our design flair. Is, you know, a lot of the Italians, of course, do push, you know, the envelope of design, and we feel that we're at the leading part of that. But it doesn't hurt that, you know, a company like Marazzi, who has certain critical mass, you know, being so large, and also being so technically forward, like you said, you know, inventing the monocoutura, the single firing process, mm-hmm. and other technologies, it doesn't hurt that our size, with the attention that we command from a lot of other small shops around, which are design houses, glaze suppliers, you know, equipment suppliers, all that combined, we're very proud that we're able to bring forward to our industry, you know, technological advances in the production of tile, plus all the aesthetics and style and design that we like to, you know, pride ourselves in.
All right, let's talk just about the U.S. or North American market, and however you break it down. But mm-hmm. When you just look at this market, how does Marazzi shake out? I mean, I know you sell here in this country with the Marazzi brand and the Ragno brand, and I believe you have another brand, don't you?
Right. Our two major brands, even worldwide, are Marazzi and Ragno. And so we do the same in the United States. Mm-hmm. And then just at Coverings, we were able to introduce and launch a new brand to us named Level. And so with those three brands, we go to market. And, you know, we have our differences within brand. Obviously, they have different product ranges, mm-hmm. Different sales forces, different marketing mix and aids. But we also have different customers. And the approach is where we tend to have a little bit more of the full store covering customers with the Marazzi brand, and we tend to have more of the traditional tile and stone houses with the Ragno brand, and then we are going after and choosing the elite distributors of that normally were importers using the Level brand. And again, I say this in general terms because nothing is just cut and dry or black and white,
right.
But these are overall the ways that we approach the market with those three brands.
All right. One of the things I definitely wanted to ask you mm-hmm. is, I mean, we're talking today because you've just announced a major investment in this country, major expansion, which is just in phase one. And yet when we look at the market and we look at, you know, we get a lot of our information from the U.S. Floor Report, and it shows that this marketplace, the U.S. market, peaked last year at about just under $3.5 billion. Now, that's both floor and wall tile. And then it's been falling off, actually fell big time this past year. 07 was down 16%, and 08 is predicted to be around down off, you know, not quite double digits.
Actually, we're looking at being down close to 17%.
Okay.
We're expecting 08.
All right, 17%.
Sure.
Okay. And we're hoping next year we're going to see that turn around. But even if it does turn around, we're not going to be back up to those 06 numbers until 2010 or 2011. So why would Marazzi decide to expand their production in this country based on that kind of information?
Right. First of all, your numbers are correct that, you know, at the end of 08, we think that the market will be down to the 2000 and 2001 levels of consumption. and that it will take quite a bit, like you said, maybe 2010 to 2012, to get back to levels of 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we do this? Well, the Marazzi Group, again, has never been one to sit back and wait for, you know, for economies or for markets to be ripe. We've always been the leader in going after new markets. And the U.S., when we came here 25 years ago, there were no Italian groups present here, and people thought we wouldn't even last, you know, more than 10 years. Well, 25 years later, we take advantage of a strong euro versus dollar. So our investments in the U.S. right now, because, of course, we consolidate everything in euros, is cheaper than it would have been 5 years ago. So even though the economy today may not be, like we said, $2.2 billion basically in market,
mm-hmm.
we may not be the best. We are doing it to take on market share and keep growing. So as of today, we are approximately 10 to 12% of the market. And as we expand right now our capabilities here to be able to add on markets, add on brands, new products, take on new customers, as this thing starts to rise, we expect to be, you know, a market leader and taking on to up to 20, 25% market share. We couldn't do that if we didn't have the factories and the ability and the capacity to satisfy our customers. But, you know, there's two things. Obviously, it's easy to say that we want to take on market share and we want to be there. It's another thing to actually do it. And one way to do it is to make the investments, not just in factories, but the investments in people and brands, the marketing behind it, to go after the customers and not just the distributors, but go after, you know, the end user. You know, we make these marketing programs and the product designed to help our distributors move our products through their door, and then they benefit and get it down to Mrs. Jones. So again, this is being investment is for us, you know, to capture market share and to keep growing and expanding. And at the same time, it's a good investment, a good timing, I'm sorry, for the investment for a company based in Italy, based in euros, where the dollar is relatively cheap compared to 5 years ago.
Right. And let me just ask you, I mean, one question I've been mm-hmm. wondering is, will you be producing in Texas product that might actually be outbound, an export type product?
Good question, Kemp. Actually, it is. I mean, I was just mentioning how the U.S. dollar has been, you know, a currency that's cheap compared to the euro.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you just look north to our neighbors in Canada, I mean, their currency has appreciated considerably towards ours. And we have, in the past, we've always exported, but never more than, you know, 2-3% of our sales.
Right.
It's growing rapidly. There's a lot of interest from, you know, Canadian neighbors, Mexican neighbors, even in the Caribbean, because of freight rates, they're convenient, and the exchange rate is fair to them. But also, if you would imagine that we just started exporting to a former Soviet country called Azerbaijan, I hope my pronunciation is correct, but we just started exporting to this oil-rich country in the former Soviet bloc named Azerbaijan. So imagine products made in Florence, Alabama, shipping all the way there. And, you know, we're also looking at dealings right now to export in other parts in Europe, also other parts in the Middle East, like Jordan. And where else are we actually quoting and starting to ship some tile? Some parts in the Pacific Rim.
Right.
So it's true that many times we think of the U.S. as an importing country, which still is, but you're right in saying that this is a good time for us to start searching for exports.
All right. Well, that explains part of the investment. So, you know, I was glad to get you that you agreed to talk to us, because definitely wanted to ask you that question. Congratulations on your expansion, and good luck in your goals to take market share in this marketplace. We've been talking to Hector Narvaez, and he is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Marazzi. And this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.